Tell me your name and what you do with the Red Arrow.
So I'm Harry McCartan, and I'm Liney. So what I do is I seed the jets in, seed the jets off, service them, make sure they're all up to the standard, and then strap the pilots in before they leave, all stuff like that. So I'm on the front line of seeing them off and making sure they get up in the air safe.
I bet one of these days you want somebody to be strapping you into a Red Arrow, don't you?
I wouldn't mind. It would be a good job, but I'm happy with the job I'm doing now. Yeah, it's the best decision of my life, and I'd recommend it to anyone looking at...
So been in the RAF just over a year?
Yeah, just been in the RAF just a year now, and I've done so much with it. Been to France, been to Greece, and that's only the start. I've got so many more years ahead.
I mean, that's quite a step forward, isn't it? Part of the Red Arrow's support team.
Yeah, definitely. Coming from a training environment straight into probably the poster of the RAF, and everyone knows the Red Arrows, and to be a part of it's just unbelievable.
Well, I didn't recognise you as a pilot, but I thought maybe you were, you know. But engineer, it's important. It's the most important job out of the ground, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people come up to us and say without us, the jets wouldn't be up there, the jets wouldn't be able to display. And it is very true, the fact that obviously it's all revolving around the pilots, but we are still important. And if we weren't there, they wouldn't be able to do the things they do.
So you're training here at RAF Cosford, are you?
No, I've just left 3 months ago. I'm now on a one-year posting just to get used to squadron life and to perform all the skills I've learned.
It's part of the engineering programme, as far as the training is concerned.
Yeah. So what we do is you do 10 weeks of halting. That's just to get you quite regimented. You do 5 months at Cosford, which is your basic hand skills, getting to use the tools, and then you go away for a year, come back, and then that's when you do your techie course, and that's when you're fully qualified and you start working on the aircraft, fixing them, tampering with them, all different things like that.
But I mean, you want to qualify as an engineer rather than a pilot, I guess, obviously.
Yes, definitely. I'm definitely looking at being an engineer. I've got just over a year left with the Red Arrows, and then I'll go back and do my techie course and then probably see the rest of my career out as a techie. But if it comes to the point where I want a commission, then I'll definitely go for it, because it's, you know, I'm in a secure job, so if I don't get it, I'm still a techie and I'm fine with that. I'm absolutely happy with that.
What's it like being, what's the sort of routine as far as the work with the Red Arrows is concerned?
So
bearing in mind that they're coming in from Shoreby to do their display here at RAF Cosford Air Show today, aren't they?
Yeah, so in regards to what will be happening, once the jets will be getting serviced now by the circus members who fly in the back with them over transit from different bases. And
you don't fly with the guys?
No, I don't, not me personally, but there's other engineers who do.
And you're based at Scampton when you're based anywhere, are you?
Yeah, so I can travel to Cosford, Great Yarmouth, I can travel different places and be involved in the team, but not necessarily the servicing of the jets. So in a normal week, I'll be servicing jets, but when it comes to the weekends, that's when circus does it. So they'll service the jets, strap the pilots in, and they'll come back, they'll do the display, come back to the base where the station that for the weekend, and then the circus will service them, make sure they're all ready, and then they'll fly back that day or the next day, ready for the next weekend.
Do you have engineers that fly with them as well, do you, when they go from display to display?
Yeah, so we have engineers in the back, and they're called circus, so they are basically techies on hand. So if they ever land and there's a problem, it can be sorted there and then instead of letting it wait. So we'll have the 9 operational jets, and then we'll have the 10th jet, which is the spare.
Spare one, actually.
Yeah, so a photographer goes in the 10th jet and gets all the pictures on the way. So all the pictures you see online are taken by the 10th jet, which is the spare, and that's how it works. So,
I mean, the actual pilots themselves are sort of on a 3-year cycle, aren't they?
Yeah, so they'll get posted.
David Montenegro, I think, was the lead pilot. Is he still lead pilot now, or is he moved on?
No, the new lead pilot, Martin Pert. So he's come back. He's been on the team previously, and now he's come back as Red One. But they have a 3-year cycle, just so, because it's a lot different from your operational squadron, so it just avoids complacency. So they stay active, they stay in the mindset of, you know, fighter jet pilot, and they stay in that, and they can always come back if they've had, got the opportunity.
Yeah, sure.
But just to keep them in currency of flying other jets, they have the 3-year cycle.
So when somebody comes up to you and said, we'd like you to actually go and work with the Red Arrows, how did you react to that?
It was a dream come true, to be honest.
You're joking, aren't you?
Yeah, so the way it works, you get a dream sheet, and you put your top three choices. So I put Scampton with the Red Arrows, Waddington, and then Bryce Norton. And we were always told you won't get the Reds. It's quite exclusive. And when they turned around and went, you're going to Scampton, I was mind blown. The fact that I've got the opportunity.
You told all your mates, didn't you?
Yeah, that was the first thing. When I was like, oh yeah, I'm going away, going to Greece for 5 weeks, and they were like, with who? And I was like, with work, the Red Arrows. And it's amazing to say.
Tell us another one.
Yeah, it's amazing to say that I'm a part of such a big team, and worldwide, definitely.
Where's home?
Home for me is Liverpool.
I'd never have known.
Never. A lot of people have said that, and, you know...
It's good. You can't beat a Liverpool accent, can you?
No.
Let's face it, you've got to be the best in the world, even working the Arrows, you know.
Yeah, it is quite a strong accent, and a lot of people do. I've said today, coming up, and you notice it quite a lot. So,
do you have family connections with the RAF, or was it your own choice to go to the RAF?
I've had a few of my family have been in the Army and the Navy, and then I was in sixth form, and sixth form wasn't for me. I knew it from the start, and my mum and dad tried to push me towards the idea of the RAF. And I was quite against it in regards that I don't want to be in the armed forces. It's not for me.
Best decision they made.
Definitely.
Yeah, sure.
But going for a meeting and hearing what the opportunities you can get with sport, with travelling, it was a no-brainer for me, and I never looked back since.
Oh, sure. So if anybody's listening to this interview, what would you say to them about joining the RAF as an engineer, for example?
I'd go for it 100%. The opportunities you get, and it's not just the opportunities while you're in the RAF, it's also the opportunity you get outside in Civvy Street.
You've got a career, but you can always take that out of the RAF with you as well, can't you?
Yeah, definitely, and especially if you're working on aeroplanes, and as cliche as it sounds, you can work on anything then, as long as you know the basics and the fundamentals of hydraulics, electrics, all the pieces that make the jets work. You can work on anything and transfer it to anything, or you can stay in the aircraft world and work on Civvy Street with the transport aircraft and all things like that.
Remind me, it's Adam.
I'm Harry.
Harry.
Yeah, Harry.
Harry
McCartan. Harry McCartan.
How do you spell the second name?
McCartan.
So it's M small c,
yeah.
Cap c.
A-R-T-E-N.
Ah, Mark Carton.
Okay. Yeah.
I was thinking McCartan. You're a scout.
He lives...
So anyway, I wish you all the very best. Anyway.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Lovely. That's great. Thank you.